I will adore you. Lord of lords, King of kings, let us pray together. Gracious and loving God, we praise your holy name. We honor you with our lives. We honor you with our words. We honor you with our breath. Thank you, God, for this time to come together as a community of faith to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for the praise songs that we have lifted together, because all things come from you. Thank you, God, for this moment. In Christ's name we do pray. And all of God's children said what? Amen. All of God's children said amen. 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 Pastor Ashley preached last week a phenomenal message. And what stood out to me more than anything was her homework. Do you remember that? For us to, yeah, she's clapping herself, right? For us to pray, obviously daily, but in that daily prayer, to confess, right? To confess. And so I am standing up here with a confession on my heart. It's hard for a pastor to be vulnerable in these moments, but I have to speak the truth to each one of you that I have been overwhelmed and my heart is grieved. I have prayed. I have sought wise counsel. I have prostrated myself before God for this message surrounding 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, and God has been silent. That has never happened to me before. So I stand before you vulnerable, without my iPad and my notes and my jokes, which are horrible, I know, and my stories. I stand before you with this confession on my heart that even clergy find themselves in a place of silence. I picked up this card in my office. It was a gift over Christmas from a couple of our members, and my name is attached in each of these scriptures that they have given to me, so it's personalized to me. This passage from Ephesians 6:16 says, "Whatever you are walking through, hold up your shield of faith, Sheila, as that is how you put out the flames that the enemy has thrown at you." Hold up your shield of faith. I've been watching and paying attention to the news, just as I'm sure you have been as well. And there is a lot going on in our world. And as people who walk in the light of Christ, as Easter people, as resurrection people, we are called in these moments to hold up our shield of faith, to put on the full armor of God. Again, I stand before you vulnerable, my armor exposed. Preaching a message to people who are most likely in the same space I am in. Do you feel as if God has been silent in your life? Not answered your prayers? Do you not feel God's presence sometimes? Do you feel alone even in the midst of a crowd of people. Do you suffer? I'm here with you to say, I do as well. So I'm going to walk and I'm going to talk. Is that okay with you? A family friend of mine, my New York friend, call her my New York friend. She has been my confidant and the person, she's a clergy person as well, a person who I have gone to for wise counsel. Well, a couple of weeks ago, she came down from New York. She flew from New York to Pensacola to go on a girls' trip with myself and my daughter to Nashville. Okay, if you've ever driven to Nashville, you know it is a straight shot, right? 65 North, straight to Nashville, about 7 hours, 5 for some who drive really fast. So we're driving along. She wanted to do this trip with Kira and I because she had never driven the roads and just been in Alabama. Because you got to go through Florida. She's been to Florida before, but through Alabama. As we were making our way along this journey, we're laughing and sharing and remembering and just having a great conversation. And as we're going along, she goes, oh, what is that, Flowmation? And I'm like, no. So we're still driving along, and every sign that she sees, she tries to pronounce it, or she says, oh, the University of Alabama, that's in Tuscaloosa. Because I knew she wouldn't be able to pronounce it right. We continue to go along. We see the University of Auburn, Auburn University. We see Tuskegee University. And I'm telling her stories as we go along and go along. And then she gets to Opelika. Is that what you say? No, it's Opelika. We're driving and driving to Nashville. And then she screams out, welcome to Georgia. I said, what? Welcome to Georgia. Why, okay. Somehow I took the wrong path, the wrong journey, the wrong way. And I had to confess to them, we've got to turn back around. That journey has brought me to this space because on the way back, she said, there's Auburn University again. All the way until we were back on 65 North. Here we are in this day and time, even when we are set to go on this one path, this straight shot, when we find ourselves curving around to a different area, different section, we still hold up our shield of faith. And sometimes we need to turn back around to get right back on the path God has called us on. Again, I stand in this place of vulnerability. Have you found yourself on the wrong path, heading one way and ending up in another direction? Maybe grief has taken you there. Maybe busyness has taken you there. Maybe other things have taken you there. But I want to say in this moment, no matter what path you find yourself on, whether it's silence in your mind from God, whether it's busyness that keeps you overwhelmed, whether it's a prayer life that isn't where it should be, there is always a way back to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are Easter people, and 1 John 3 tells us that we are now children of God. Children of God means that we belong to a family. We are God's children, therefore we belong to God's family. What does it mean when we belong to God's family? It means that when we walk through the door, God's grace surrounds us. When we sin, big sin, not the multiple sins that we list, but the sin of turning ourselves away from God because of activity, because of people, because of what we see in the news, that we again can turn back. Christ died for us on the cross. And because of that, we are God's resurrection people. I went down the wrong path, physically driving, sharing my stories. But I always knew, and I always know, that all you have to do is turn around, and God will meet you right where you are. We are children of God, growing in a family that may say to each of us, you're not supposed to act this way. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to do that. But God says, I love you just as you are. So I'm standing in this place, in this moment, hearing God saying, I love you just as you are, vulnerable before my people, thinking that I am silent. But I know that God is here. We always set out on this straight and narrow path. We hear that all the time. But sometimes life takes us in another direction. So I pose this question because I have been asking myself this all week long. Do you think that you are a child of God? Do you think you are a child of God? Do you know if you are a child of God? When we come into this space as children of God, we belong. We don't have to come perfectly coiffed or dressed. We don't have to come with our hearts right. We don't have to come in a perfect way. We come in a way in which God loves us no matter what. Grieving, caregivers, tired, overwhelmed, hurt, silent. Acknowledging that God is here no matter what. Children do a lot of things. Good, bad, and indifferent. God is calling us as his children, knowing that we are not perfect and that we are growing in our faith every single day because of God's grace. I stand before you vulnerable. I said to a friend of mine, I said, sometimes as preachers, you may disagree with me, Pastor Ashley, sometimes as preachers we hide behind our sermons, all the words, rather than being our authentic self. I'm tired of COVID. I'm tired of the masks. I'm tired of not being able to see my family the way that I want to or my friends. I'm tired of worrying about whether or not I'm going to get sick, whether or not a family. I'm tired. I'm tired of the storms that we have to continue to pray about. I'm tired. But God carries us. God takes us along this journey to serve no matter what. God uses us for the glory of other people. God allows us the space to be vulnerable, to question, to be overwhelmed, to be confused, to always go before God's throne saying, I don't know what's next, but I know that I am a child of God. So this morning, without my iPad, without all my notes, without an exegetical sermon, I am treating this like my journey to Nashville. I was on a straight path. I knew where I was going. I didn't have to put it on GPS. I didn't have to do anything. Yet, I went in a different direction. And that's because God always calls us back. You are children of God. Children who are grief-stricken. Children who are overwhelmed. Children who are tired. But God. But. Not and. We cannot do this alone. And we are in this together. So here I am, vulnerable, tired, prayerful, hopeful, full of God's grace. And I pray today that you have the same grace that God has for us, for me in this moment, for one another, for our community, and for our world. You are children of God, and how great the Father's love is for us. No matter what. And like I said on Easter Sunday, even if a sermon is not preached, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Children of God, people of God, find your way back through your faith. Through serving, through giving, through being in community, find your way back to the center of our faith, Jesus Christ, who was and is and will come back. Find your way filled with grace. Amen.